Hello.
Hello, is Holly Kembley there?
This is her husband who's speaking.
Good evening. Maybe you can help me. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I am not selling anything. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation.
What community? I'm sorry. I didn't understand the last part. I'm sorry. It's kind of loud where I'm at.
Yes. Your community and the nation.
Oh, and the nation?
In the nation, yes. Now, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No, my wife works, she actually works sales, retail, and I'm an independent contractor.
Okay, thank you. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes, we both are.
Thank you. Now, what are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress,
and
other offices?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
And would you say, are you certain to vote, or will you probably vote?
Oh, I will vote. But whether it matters is another story.
Yes. Well, we want to know if it is certain or probably.
Say that one more time, sorry.
If it's certain to vote or probably. Are you certain?
Oh, yeah, it's most certain.
Certain, thank you. Now,
it's our civic duty.
Thank you. Now, just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is your age?
I am 38. My wife is 3 years younger than me.
Thank you. And what racial or ethnic group best describes you?
That shouldn't matter.
This is just for classification purposes.
I understand, but it shouldn't matter.
Okay, thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote.
10, I'm really motivated to vote this year.
Thank you. And now I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. The first one is Donald Trump as former president.
100%.
And would you say you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
I strongly approve.
Thank you. What about Marcy Kaptur as
Congresswoman? Nope, she's been there too long. So is Sharon Brown. They're corrupt.
Because
I've worked for them.
So would you say you strongly disapprove or so much disapprove?
I strongly disapprove of both of them because, like I said, I've worked for them in the past, and I got people that worked for them in the past, and they're corrupt.
Oh, thank you. The next one was Sherrod Brown as senator. So
no.
The same, strongly disapprove?
I strongly disapprove.
Thank you. And the last one is Joe Biden as president.
No, Joe Biden, he's an illegitimate president.
So would you say you strongly disapprove or some?
I strongly disapprove. I strongly disapprove.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you have not heard of the person or institution or are unfamiliar with them, just tell me that. The first
okay.
one is Democrats in Congress.
Okay.
Opinion of them, or I'm sorry, do you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of Democrats in Congress?
Unfavorable as a whole, but I'm not as subjective to, when I look at the political spectrum, I try to take everybody's policies into account. So I don't just try to vote Republican or Democrat or independent or whatever party's in front of me. I try to vote what's in best of the people and the Constitution.
So would you say your impression of them is somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable?
As of right now, very unfavorable.
Thank you. Then we have Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, I don't like all his policies, or I don't like some of the things that he may have said, but he is against the establishment. And so with that being said, I would be very pro Donald Trump.
So that would be somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Very favorable.
Thank you. Then we have Derek Marin.
Who is that, Derek who?
Derek Marin.
And he is who out of where? I'm not familiar with him.
Okay, so you have never heard of him?
No.
Okay, thank you. Then we have Marcy Kaptur.
No, she's corrupt. I work for her. She's corrupt.
So is your impression of her very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Very, very unfavorable. Same her and Sharon Brown.
Thank you. Then we have First Energy.
First Energy, I don't like First Energy because of some of their policies on how they do things with the citizens. So I would guess I would be more on the unfavorable side, but I don't know what your poll is asking.
Somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you. The next one is Joe Biden.
Dislike, 100%.
So very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Very. Extra very.
And the last one is Republicans in Congress.
Somewhat favorable. I don't really like Republicans in a whole, and I don't like Democrats in a whole. Again, I try to look at things on both sides of the spectrum.
Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Republican or the Democrats?
As of right now, because of the Democrat sway, I would say I would probably lean more towards a Republican.
Thank you. And if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Thank you.
Donald Trump, and then maybe hopefully we'd have a sweet dream of the VP as being JFK.
Thank you. Now, if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Bernie Moreno and Democrat Sherrod Brown, for whom would you vote?
Moreno. Sharon Brown's corrupt. Moreno is probably a little bit too, but I'd rather go with the Republican Party.
Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Derek Marin or Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
Like I said, Marcy Kaptur is very corrupt, so I'd vote for the Republican.
Thank you. And is there a chance that you might consider voting for a Democrat Marcy Kaptur, or would you say there is no chance you would consider voting for Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
No chance. She's been there way too long, and I've seen a lot of she's done.
Okay,
inside and behind the curtain.
Thank you. And now I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur. Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for a change. Now, does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kaptur, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or does it make no difference? If the statement makes you more likely to vote for her, or you don't think it's true, please say so.
I won't vote for her at all.
So that makes you much less likely to vote for her, somewhat less likely, or
yes.
It makes no difference?
Dislikely. I'll never vote for her.
Much less likely, then? Or
say it, I'm sorry.
Much less likely, somewhat less likely, or no difference?
I'm sorry, my phone keeps going out. Hold on, I'm up over here. I'm in the Caribbean right now when you're coming. There we go.
Fine.
I can hear you now. I'm sorry.
Thank you. Would that be much less likely, somewhat less likely, or it makes no difference to vote for Marcy Kaptur?
Most likely.
Much less likely. Now, thank you. Now I'm going to read you some statements people have made about Republican Derek Meron. After each statement, please indicate if it makes you much less likely to vote for them, somewhat less likely to vote for them, or it makes no difference. If the statement makes you more likely to vote for them, or you don't think it's true, please say so. The first one is, in the state legislature, Derek Meron sought extravagant upgrades to his office like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' offices, while working families are struggling to make ends meet. The last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us. Hello?
I got to walk out. Hold on, I'm sorry. I had to walk out of here. Yeah. Like where I'm at is kind of loud.
Okay, that's fine. Do you need the statement again?
Go ahead.
Do you need the statement again?
Yes, please.
Okay, thank you. In the state legislature, Derek Meron sought extravagant upgrades to his office like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' offices. While working families are still struggling to make ends meet, the last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us. Hearing this, does it make you more, much less likely, somewhat less likely, makes no difference to vote for him, or does it make you more likely, or do you think it is not true?
Much less likely.
Thank you. Then we have, in the state legislature, Derek Meron supported an anti-union law that drives down wages for workers. As mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase healthcare insurance premiums by more than double while also cutting employee sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Meron would stand with those who voted to gut Social Security and Medicare and would raise the retirement age.
Much less likely.
Much less likely?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Then we have, as a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contributions from real estate special interests, Derek Meron wrote a legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he and his cronies could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas. Thank you. Then we have, after taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in state history, Derek Meron was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now our utility rates are through the roof as we foot the bill for Meron's corruption.
Much less likely.
Thank you. Then we have nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature who voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers, but Derek Meron voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to the job to get workers' compensation, Meron even voted no on that.
Likely. I might vote for that.
More likely?
Yes.
Thank you. Then the last one for this section is Derek Meron has a long and dangerous record of fighting to take away women's reproductive rights, even though the voters...
Say it again, hon. You cut out on me.
Okay, thank you. Derek Meron has a long and dangerous record of fighting. Okay, fucking... All right. Maybe...